Well, hello, friends. Welcome to Storytime with Oma. Have you been waiting for part two to find out what happens to Saul? If you haven't already heard part one, you might want to go back and listen to that episode from yesterday where we heard about Saul and what happened to him on the road to Damascus. Well, when we left Saul, he was blind and hungry and thirsty because he was waiting. So put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here comes more of that story. Well, in another house, we have a man named Ananias. And Ananias is a follower of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord came to Ananias and said, Ananias. And Ananias answered, Here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Get up and go look for a man named Saul. Behold, he is praying, and he has seen a vision that a man named Ananias will come to him. He will lay his hands on him, so he will have his sight. Oh boy, Ananias believed in God and followed him, but this was a little bit too much for him to think about. He knew what Saul had been doing, and he was a little bit afraid, so he asked God. He said, Lord, I have heard that he is doing much evil to your saints in Jerusalem. And the Lord said, Go, go. I have chosen Saul, and he is going to take the word of God to the Gentiles and to kings and to my children of Israel. I'm going to show Saul that he must suffer for the sake of my name. So Ananias trusted in God, and he did what God told him to do. And he went to the house, and he found the place where Saul was staying. And when he went in, he laid his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus has sent me. You're going to be able to see again, and you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And right away, Saul could see, and he rose up and he was baptized, and he proclaimed the name of Jesus everywhere. He said he is the Son of God. And all who heard him were just amazed because they remembered what Saul had done. But God worked a miracle in Saul. God works a miracle in us, and he helps us to believe in him too, because God loves us so much that Jesus died for us and rose again. And we are his followers as well. Well, thank you, friends, for joining me on Storytime with Oma. I'm so glad you could be here today. And remember, be kind to others, listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.